Welcome to the Guts Church Podcast. My name is Kennedy Shear, and thanks so much for joining us. Today, we have a great word from my dad, Pastor Bill Shear. If this ministry has changed your life, will you let us know? Send us an email to story@gutschurch.com.
I'm Bill Shear, and I guess, Ryder, what do I say? And Sandy's here, you guys. So, Sandy, what? I promise you, 2019, I'm going to come up with a different, I probably won't, so you're stuck with it. Man, Christmas time. You know, it is on paper, and if you live in my house, there's a curse that I'm really trying to fight in my house that comes through the TV. I'm going to go 1960s preacher on you and talk to you about that one-eyed devil, the TV but now it's just focused. It's just the Hallmark Channel. Every time I walk in the house, I'm like, and I'm excited because like the Navy SEAL show, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, it was on. I get to watch I DVR'd it, and I don't ever get to do it because we're watching the Hallmark Channel and some horrific actors and actresses are falling in love, and you never would have guessed that they were going to fall in love, and they always get married. But Christmas is a time, and I know as a pastor, and it's such an honor to pastor this church, and most of y'all, it is an honor. But I know there's family issues. It's like a minefield this time of year. I know there's financial stress. You know, and I mean, and a lot of it boils down to like a depression that hits people's lives because, you know, after Christmas, when it's all said and done, what else is there? And it's and you know, honestly, and we can drive by the people that remind us that Jesus is the reason. It's like, yeah. But you know, and I was praying and I just said, Lord, I just need a word for these guys going into this season. And you know, it's interesting because in 1 Chronicles, the 28th chapter and the 11th verse, that David sat his son Solomon down and he said, okay, here are the plans for the vestibule. And then it was so elaborate. It's houses and it's treasuries and it's upper chambers and it's inner chambers. And then he said something that's significant. He said, and here's the place for the mercy seat. And in the presence of God, which is what, listen, honestly, it's all throughout our lives. There's that mercy seat that God gives us. You know, it's interesting because a dear friend of mine, a preacher, a matter of fact, here in town, very powerful man of God. And he kind of shifted and said, you know, there's no hell. There's only heaven. And really took some verses out of context and talked about the mercy seat of Christ and the mercy seat that we have in God's mercy and took out of play the judgment, the white throne of judgment. Okay, for us as Christians, that white throne of judgment is a mercy seat, and it's a throne of mercy, and we don't want justice in our lives. I don't want what I deserve. Because I know me. I know my everything about it. You know, I mean, I want to be the guy that, well, you're accused of this, and because the devil stands before God and accuses us day and night, and I want to say, okay, look, I'm guilty, but I'm forbidden to because I've been justified, and that justification allows me to cry out, not guilty, because, and I'm not saying I'm innocent. I'm just saying I'm not guilty. And because we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, but I'm not guilty because of the the blood of Jesus, because this child that was born, that honestly, the Isaiah prophesied 700 years before Jesus. And I'm going to preach about that Sunday, but 700 years later, Jesus was born. And but when the angel came and spoke to Joseph in a dream, and he quoted Isaiah, the prophetic word that you'll call his name Emmanuel. Listen, God with us. You have to understand so much of the word to bring it into context. You think about Noah, that he had to build an ark, and you're thinking, oh my gosh, did God give him the plan for the ark? All he had to do is follow the plan. And man, if we live that plan, we don't get it. It had never rained before this time. So he had no concept of a flood. It had never even rained before. So here's Isaiah talking about God with us, and they had no concept of God with us. See, I don't understand a concept of the living God, of Jehovah, of El, that he's not with me. Man, we ask any of these ballerinas and almost any of these Christmas presents that were up here facing the wrong direction. You say, okay, face your parents, and they wanted to watch Santa, who might have broke some church dance rules tonight. But they wanted to watch Santa, and they didn't have that. But if you ask them, where does Jesus live? It's real easy. He lives in my heart. See, that was a foreign concept before this all happened with Joseph and Mary. And I want to tell you that no matter what happens, and it's interesting because we've all heard of the famous author Jack Canfield, who wrote Chicken Soup for the Soul. But do you understand that he was turned down and rejected by 200 publishers? 200 publishers that said, no, it's Chicken Soup for the Soul makes no sense. There's no market for that. And he persisted, and he kept going, and he kept going, and he kept asking, and the answer stayed no for years, no, 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 for 200 times. And then finally, someone said, okay, listen, you're so persistent. I've heard of all the rejections. I'll print your book. You understand that book, that series has sold over 500 million copies now. So if somebody were to come up to him at the beginning of the process and said, Jack, you're going to have to take over 200 rejections. But after those rejections, that book's going to be published, and you're going to sell over 500 million copies in over 40 languages. He's like, hey, I want to submit this book. They said, no. Hey, I want to submit this book. They said, no, that's two. And then he got to 100. He's like, hey, I'm halfway there. And then he got to 150. He's like, oh my gosh, I can almost see the finish line. He got to 175. He got to 190. He got to 195. He got to 198. He's at 198. He's like, hey, get out of my way. Where are you going? I got to find a publisher that'll tell me no. He gets to 199. It's like, what are you gonna do? What's next? I gotta find one more. Well, everybody's saying no. He said, I don't care. I just need one more to tell me no. But see, we don't look at our lives like that. And I'm just telling you, coming into this season, that what the enemy wants to do, look at this, that the whole idea, I mean, the whole hierarchy of the Roman government wanted Jesus dead, even before he was born, and they didn't even know it. But he was born. And we make so much about the manger and that there was no room in the inn. And I think that's poetic, and I think that adds to the story. But the bottom line is they wanted him dead. They didn't want him born. See, and we understand, but you know what? God prevailed. Do you understand that every bit a prophetic utterance about Jesus was fulfilled. Do you understand that scientists have researched this, and it is impossible for every one of those prophetic utterances to be fulfilled, yet they were. Why? It was God's plan. God's plan may be impossible for you, and you've got to look, man, this season, if we can't be ignorant of the devil's devices. Man, we know that we're celebrating Jesus. Anybody here celebrating Jesus this month? Celebrating the birth of Christ, celebrating Jesus. Well, you know what the devil's going to try to do? He's going to try to throw jabs, and he's going to run across your service. He's just going to run laps and get Pentecostal about things. And he's going to... I could have played that into my service if I'd have known that some kids and some jammies were going to run by. I would have written that into the message. If I would have written a message, I would have written that in. But if you're the devil, you know how to attack you. You know it's coming. Man, Jack, it didn't matter how many times he was rejected. Why? He had hope. Everybody say, I have hope. And see, and then in the 136th Psalm, this is what's amazing about God. What's amazing about God is just like with Jack Canfield, is that God's persistent. And listen to this. In verse 1, it says, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. How many guys believe that? Okay, but listen. For his mercies endure forever. Everybody read that. Say it. His mercy endures forever. Let's go to verse 2. Oh, give thanks to the God of all gods. Actually, the hero God. Man, give thanks for his mercy. Get with me. Endures forever. Let's go to verse 3. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of Lords. Listen, big L over little L. And get with me now, for his mercy endures forever. Let's go to verse 4. To him who alone does great wonders. Come on, you guys read it. No, read it. Read it like this actually matters. But read it like you're with me tonight. His mercy endures forever. Let's go to verse 5. To him who by wisdom made the heavens, go. Go to verse 6. To him who laid out the earth above the waters. Verse 7. To him who made great lights. The sun to rule by day. The moon and stars to rule by night. To him who struck Egypt in their firstborn. And brought out Israel from among them. This is good news. Come on. With a strong hand and with an outstretched arm. To him who divided the Red Sea in two. And made Israel pass through the midst of it. But overthrew Pharaoh and his armies in the Red Sea. Who defeated all kinds of kings, and it names all those kings, and we get to the place who provides food for his children, for his mercy endures forever. Now listen, so we get to this place now, and this minefield of Christmas for our family. The devil's going to try to bring winds and rain and a storm. And you know what? You look at it, and you get your eyes off of the purpose of our lives. Is God just wants us loving him. God just wants us putting him first. God just wants us living our lives and making Jesus the Lord of our lives. And the way he does that is his mercy endures forever. I want to challenge you. And I'm preaching to me now. There's a verse in Leviticus that says that it's evil for us not to enjoy the fruit of our labor. See, our dear friend Joyce Meyer, 25 years ago, 30 years ago, said God's called us to enjoy life. For God's, he's given us life more abundant so that we can have and enjoy it. Now listen, the one repetitious thing, the whole 136th Psalm wants to drive one message home into our lives, and that's his mercy endures forever. No matter what you've been through, no matter what kind of calamity, no matter what kind of pain, no matter what's happened by your hands, his mercy endures forever. See, that's what this life is now. It's a life of mercy. We don't get what we deserve. I'm not crying out for justice. God, thank you for forgiving me. Thank you for giving me your mercy. God, your mercy. And now pertaining everybody you're going to have to deal with this season. We give what we received. We love because we've been loved. We forgive because we've been forgiven. We show mercy because God's given us mercy. So all the people, all the psycho family, all the people that we have to deal with, we project mercy preemptively. And now whatever happens, it's like, wait a second. They may not be innocent, but they're not guilty. Because that's what I want for everybody. What do you plead? Not guilty. Yeah, but were you there? Yes. Yeah, but did you do it? Yes. But hang on. Jesus paid the price. Jesus lived this life as a spotless lamb and allowed himself to be sacrificed. Whatever happens the rest of this month, you do the right thing. You keep your eyes on Jesus. You wanna have a great Christmas season? You get in the Word every day. You pray in the Spirit every day. You praise God in all situations all day long. You keep putting God first. And guess what happens? Everything becomes shadows in his light, and your enemies are scattered. Is that amazing? Our enemies are scattered. It's not flesh and blood. It's principalities and powers and rulers of darkness and heavenly places. One of my children was in a hospital bed. Doctors putting their hands up like this. And then an acquaintance of mine who's become my friend, Andrew Womack, came by the hospital room and he said, I'm sorry to bother you. I was in town and I heard you were in a fight. I said, please don't apologize. Thank you for coming. We're in the hallway outside his room. He said, Bill, I just want to tell you one thing. I've got a word of the Lord for you. I said, man, I need it. He said, this is spiritual. And I'm telling you, something flipped on the inside of me. My body language changed. I thought, what'd you just say? He said, Bill, this is spiritual. I'm like, thank you very much. I don't remember another word he said. But I'll tell you what, if it's spiritual, we win. Because we're the head and not the tail. We're above and not beneath. Greater is he who's in us than he who's in the world. See, that's the hope that we have. Man, this is a family service. It's a Wednesday night service. A lot of guests here. Man, the board of our church that we rarely recognize, they're all here tonight. But I'll tell you this. Jesus is here tonight. You get up tomorrow morning. Man, you text somebody, you get in the room with somebody, because when we're gathered in his name, he joins us and he's in the midst of us. And guess what happens? Our enemies are scattered. Guess what happens? Everything parallels the spiritual authority that we have in who we are in Christ. Man, let's keep God first. Let's be about God's purpose. Let's commit, let's make covenant to God that the rest of this year, we're going to be about his purpose. Let's covenant with God that next year, 2019, is the greatest year of our lives, greatest year of our families, greatest year in our friends, greatest year in our business, greatest year financially, greatest year in our health. How about the greatest year concept that all of 2019 is simply a year of opportunity? And we just have to prepare our hearts to walk in that opportunity. You with me on that?
Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. If you'd like more information about the ministries of Guts Church, visit our website at gutschurch.com.